Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island, proud supporter of live music and driven to think big about beer since 1988. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago, Illinois. Think big about beer.
This is Sound Opinions, and this week we're sharing some of our favorite live performances from artists that have come to our studios. Now, what do we qualify as best? I think, you know, there are many criteria in here, but to me, when somebody says a name to you and immediately produces a memory of where you were, what song they played, how you felt when they played that song, that's a pretty good indication that, that was a real keeper and maybe it's worth hearing again.
I'm never going to forget, Greg, walking in here in 2013, Cheap Trick, the consummate pros from Rockford, Illinois, are here early. They're all set up. Robin Zander's in the community room at WBEZ Public Radio doing vocal exercises.
I know. I'll never forget
to sing for
that
us.
That was amazing.
Right?
Yeah.
We got bagels out. Oh, no. He's serious about his voice. It was amazing to have Cheap Trick here. It was the 35th anniversary of the famous live album at Budokan. Robin Zander on vocals, Rick Nielsen on guitar, Tom Peterson on bass. We got to talk to them. We got to joke with them because there's no not joking when Rick Nielsen's in the room. And it was refreshing to see how much they still care. They are so passionate about the music after all these years. And they played Surrender.
It's true, though. The older I get as a singer, it's harder and harder all the time. And, I used to be able to roll out of bed and after staying up all night.
And debauchery.
Yes, it didn't matter, but now I have to take care of myself a little bit.
We're going to get one more song from you. What's it going to be?
This is the first song on our third album.
And it's like, this has been covered by, let's see, who did it? Dave Grohl, Marilyn Manson, and Green Day. And because of the lyric, because every person we've ever met thinks their parents are weird.
Just be
Surrender by Cheap Trick. I got my Kiss records out, Greg. Doesn't get much better than that. What are we highlighting next?
Jim, we're going to highlight an artist that we both love, Amy Mann. She's been on the show several times. She's a great guest, very funny, underrated how humorous Amy Mann can be, in addition to being a great musician.
Not just because she keeps coming back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a friend of Sound Opinions.
You know, it's just one of those people you like being around. She was coming off her 2013 record, Charmer, and I asked her about the role of a musician in society. I mean, just the whole notion of you have a sort of a role as a musician and people draw things from that. And how do you handle that sort of situation? Plus, she's also going to perform that Oscar-nominated song, Save Me, that everybody loves from that Paul Thomas Anderson film, Magnolia.
It's funny. I think the musician's role is just to be there. And if people need something from you, they will find it. And I think that there's no preparing to influence people. I think as soon as you try to influence people, you've failed, because then you're, you know, manipulating and controlling, and you honestly have no control and no knowledge of what somebody is going to get out of something or how or what it is they get out of it.
We're here with Amy Mann. Amy, what are we going to hear next?
Well, I'm going to play an older song, which is the song from the Paul Thomas Anderson movie Magnolia. It's called Save Me. All right, here we go. Perfect fit, a girl in need of a tourniquet. But can you save me? Come on and save me. If you can save me from the ranks of the freaks who suspect they can never love anyone. Cause I can tell, you know what it's like. Thank you. freak's a suspect. They can never love anyone except the freak's a suspect. They could never love anyone except the freak's a could never love anyone.
Amy Mann with Save Me, the great song from the Magnolia film soundtrack. After a break, Jim and I will share some of our favorite live performances we've ever had on the show, from Jason Isbell to Run the Jewels. That's all coming up on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.
Southern night, free as a breeze, not to mention.